Just going to nip over now to my new office. Today is 2nd of February 2024, and I'll be moving new office pretty soon. So I'm going to, I got the key there yesterday, keys. It's about a fortnight, I think. We've planned for the 14th of February, or thereabouts, 15th of February. And I'm just going to go over there now and take a look, though. It's dark still, and we mightn't see a whole pile of one. I'll just have a look. Petrol station is over there, and the house at the back. I owned all that one time, bought that. It'd be the strangest thing coming over here. This is the new office here. The signage has to be changed there today, but unfortunately, I can't get in there at the moment because the key is not turning the lock. So I'll have to get on to the landlord about that. It's very unfortunate. Yeah, the bloody key wouldn't open the door there, front door. So I'll have to have a word with Michael there later on and see what the crack is. Just wouldn't turn it for some reason. Maybe I'm not doing it right. Anyway, so that's the new office, and the funny thing is I'm actually moving closer to the petrol station. The petrol station you see in the background there, that's an apple green there now, but I'll be able to see that from my office, which will be the strangest sensation, because remember, I sold that petrol station back in, oh Jesus, when was it? I'm not 100%. I'm not sure exactly when I sold it. But I sold it and put the proceeds into property development. I went off and bought a site in Edgewistown, Longford. And then the Celtic Tiger crash came and wiped me out and forced me back to college, basically. And to study law as a sort of a last throw of the dice, and it's worked out fantastic. So it's funny the way the sort of circle of life and the circuitous nature of how I've ended up as a solicitor and ended up as a solicitor just up the street there with an office overlooking the petrol station that I sold, which led to me becoming a solicitor after a Celtic Tiger crash and property crash and so on. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. It gives me goosebumps actually sometimes to think about it, and I'm looking forward actually to some mornings when it's quiet, just looking out the window across the road at the petrol station, at the house at the back, because the house at the back is where I used to come home from school, and ultimately then I had to buy it out and bought my mother out and sold it on the petrol station, and bought a site in Longford, Edgewistown, Longford, and developed that, and got caught with the property crash. But it's funny, strange feelings, very, very strange feelings. And I'm only down the street a little bit where I am at the moment, but I can't actually physically see the petrol station. But being over in the other office, the new office, and actually being able to see the petrol station from there, it's going to be, as I say, a strange sensation. I mean, I'm looking over at a station where I used to be down on my two knees dipping tanks with the little pebbles cutting through my knees, you know, dipping tanks the old way with the big rods and so on. And now, you know, completely different industry, completely different life, completely different career. And yet the petrol station's there like it was that time, except different branding, different colours and so on. It's like some changes, but not a huge amount of changes. That's my place over there now. You see across the street, the old petrol station, my petrol station, the house in at the back. So I got in eventually, it's lunchtime now.
And this is the office. That's the main street in Enfield there. There's a boardroom in here. I'm not sure now whether I'm gonna keep this as a boardroom the way it is, or change it around and perhaps partition it. We'll see. I'm not sure whether I would have use for a boardroom of this size, that many chairs and the table there as it is. But having said that, maybe in due course, maybe it will come in useful. So I definitely won't be making any quick changes. I'll be letting things sit for the moment. And that's the entrance door over there. I've just come in. And there's the front. There's a screen there and there's a screen here. How useful they are going to be now, I don't know. This is my office here. In here. It's my office, nice office. So that's it, that's a tour of the office. At the moment, the signs were to be done today, and unfortunately the cherry picker that was sent out from the hair company would only go so high and didn't allow the sign guy to actually do his thing. So the cherry picker unfortunately is round the back now, and he'll have to come back next week to do it. But there's no great panic, because I've got about 10 days or a fortnight before I'm going to move in here. Just having a look at it now at lunchtime. So it's early on Saturday morning. It is the 10th of February thereabouts. This week though, we are hoping to move into our new offices. So I'm gonna go into Enfield there now and just get a little bit of drone footage if I can, because we're on the first floor. I think the drone is ideal for getting a couple of photographs and a little bit of drone footage. So that's the plan now. And I'm going in early on a Saturday morning to ensure there isn't much traffic around and so on. So. Unfortunately, I forgot that we had a hard frost overnight, very hard frost, so I'll wait for this.
The translator's working on Poetry of Babel.
It's not ideal here now with the traffic going by, but the bigger problem actually is the wires across the road. So I've had to abort, but I think I've got what I want. Just the office up there. Behind me. It's my new signage. I'm happy enough with it now, I must say. Footage I got there now is not ideal, but it's better than nothing and it'll do the job, you know. You'll see it anyway in this video at some stage, or see the edited versions of it. But bottom line is, I just want to communicate that we've moved office and obviously record that fact. I've bred at home now. I need to get back to stretch and fold it, because
my time is nearly up there, and I've spent more time in Enfield than I wanted.
Unfortunately, the wires across the road there, just at Daly's, have put a kibosh to a certain extent on what I was doing, because I wanted to do a few shots with the drone taking away from me standing on footpaths and going across, reversing away as it were from the camera, or from me, the subject. But I couldn't really do that with the wires. I really couldn't take the chance. Jesus, it would be serious embarrassment now for a solicitor on a Saturday morning to actually crash his drone into the wires in the village like Enfield, and it would be embarrassing, let's face it. Anyway, I hope you liked the video. If you do, give the thumbs up and leave a comment. Thanks a lot.